Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. As a species evolves, some groups diverge and become incapable of breeding with one another. Matthew Gilg, associate professor of biology at the University of North Florida, explores what a species on the verge of reproductive divergence can teach us about the biology behind the process.
My primary area of interest is in determining how populations that have diverged from a common ancestor can become incapable of reproducing with each other. Many terrestrial species have distinct reproductive behaviors, such as a courtship song or mating dance, that keep them from mating with members of another species. Many marine invertebrates, however, simply release their sperm and eggs into the water column where fertilization takes place. In these species, it is thought that reproductive incompatibility evolves due to the divergence of proteins involved in the interaction between sperm and egg during fertilization. I am currently studying whether different versions of a sperm protein called M7 lysin affect the ability of sperm to fertilize eggs of the same species as well as eggs of a different species. These experiments are done in two species of blue mussels, Mytilus edulis and Mytilus galloprovincialis, which hybridize in some parts of Europe. Using genetic techniques, we determine which variant of sperm protein each male has, and then we set up experiments where we measure fertilization success. Some experiments involve sperm from a single male, while others involve sperm from two males competing for the same eggs. Thus far, our results suggest that sperm with different variants of M7 lysin all fertilize eggs of both species with equal efficiency when not in competition with sperm from other males. When in competition, however, the sperm of Mytilus galloprovincialis is actually better at fertilizing eggs of both species even when competing against sperm of Mytilus edulis. Sperm from Mytilus galloprovincialis that have different variants of M7 lysin, however, do not differ significantly in their ability to fertilize eggs of either species. The data thus far suggests that variation in M7 lysin probably doesn't play a prominent role in becoming reproductively incompatible in these species.
That was Matthew Gilg of the University of North Florida. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world. Pulling muscles from a shed.